Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Vic, I'm gonna get you. Little late start, everybody. Hi, Angels. And that's on my talking about sex, relationships, and love on TCF. You can't get much better than that, does it? Well, it does if you have somebody you have sex with. So maybe Vic can help you with some stuff that we have discovered on our, you know, we're single women who have a lot of fun dating and meeting people. And raising dogs. Okay, sometimes that's a lot of different ways to raise the dogs. You like our children, and we have children. We're single moms, and we are also women, as I just said, who date. So today's show is going to be about sex, and the ways there are different ways people use sex, and sometimes it's not so healthy. And sometimes it is. So I tell you how I like sex. All right. I like sex when it's fun, it's magical, and there's more to it than just sex. Okay. So although I had somebody text me last night, would you like to come over for sex? I'm like, no. I've never been over to your house anyway. Why would I start now just for sex?
And no. Why would I start with that?
Right. That's a good question. Why would I start with that? And, you know what I made? I know that, you know, what do you feel about it? I mean, there's so much more than just putting your penis inside of a woman. If you're a woman, and we like guys, we like boys, we like men. They're never really men, are they? But maybe they are. So that's a, what do you call that, oxymoron? Sometimes men, sometimes not. Okay, boy men, it's all good. We're not singing.
Well,
you're
know
not
what?
Singing Chris Jenner's song. Dude, that's all good. Go ahead. Talk to us. What do you feel?
I read a post yesterday on Facebook, and it was about Caitlyn Jenner or Bruce.
Wow. Okay. You know. Okay.
Okay. And I found it rather interesting because the comment was regarding her, Caitlyn, comparing herself or saying, what was her word that she used? She, I can't think of the word she used right now, but I will think of it. Something, the way that she is with women. But anyway,
she still really likes women, right? I mean, that's my understanding. She's
well,
into women.
No, actually, she likes dressing like a man, she likes dressing like a woman, okay,
right.
And looking like a woman. However, she still has a penis, and she still likes to use that penis with women.
Nice. Okay, so she got the best of both worlds. Okay.
Well,
there
apparently
you go.
So. However, okay. identify. That's the word. She identifies herself as a woman. Well, the post was about identifying as a woman, and it wasn't challenging her, but it was just pointing out certain facts, how you cannot actually identify yourself as a woman unless every 28 days of your adult life, you've woken up bent over in cramps, unable, you know, to stand up straight, but you still manage to go to work and take care of the kids and do all of your chores regardless. Plus, you cannot identify yourself as a woman if you've not carried a child and given birth to that child. And it went on and on and on about that. And I actually read it multiple times, and it was like, you know what? This is absolutely true. You know, she can have beautiful hair. She can have plastic surgery. She can have boobs. She can wear makeup. She can wear beautiful clothes to look like a woman on the outside. But that doesn't really make her able to identify with what we as true women go through from the time that we're born. So I just wanted to share that.
I like that. Okay, I mean, yeah, exactly. There's nothing like that first, you know, you get your, you're right, man. You pick yourself up, you dust yourself off, and you go to work, or you go to class, or you get your kids out of bed and get them to school. But you're right, right on about that, you know. And I agree with that. I agree with that 100%,
well,
I think.
I did too. And, you know, here's the ironic part, is that today that post popped up again. However, someone had commented on it to the person that had actually posted it and said that she had no words for that post except to not be friends with this person on Facebook again because of this.
Aw, wow.
I know.
Well, there's a special slope for freedom we have. It's called freedom of speech. God bless us, okay?
Yes.
So good.
Absolutely.
For her, you know.
Right.
Anyway.
But I just thought it was
interesting.
And it puts, I actually thought, you know, it just put some thought into my, you know, about the whole, you know, Bruce Jenner thing, about being a woman, actually. You know, so that it's kind of fitting for our show today about, you know, sex and men and everything else, because, you know, we really, as women, are very precious gifts on this earth, because we have so much to offer, and I don't think that we are given credit for that. More so than often, we're taking advantage of it for it.
Right, and I'm not going to beat men up, but I am going to beat men and women up, okay, because I think that both of us, you play a game with sex sometimes, okay? You're a little bit easier on it than I am, but Dick has a lot of wisdom in relationships that I appreciate and learn from. And so, but I do feel that women are special and need to be honored. And boys, men, you know, sex for us is really easy. You can have us, but, and those who are listening now or those who will listen later, I really, the reason why I'm saying this and I wanted to do the show is because we, you know, there's so much more to having sex for us than putting your penis inside of us. Really, there is so much more to it than that. And if you think that's
nice,
what gets us,
yeah,
it is very nice.
But
yeah,
you're absolutely right. There's so much more to it than just the physical part of it.
That's right. And I'm breaking it down, being very guttural about it, but you're right. And so you put your penis in us and you want us to come over your house so we can feel that. I mean, and I'm not saying that it can't happen, right? But I'm like, and I broke it down for the guy last night. I said, let me get this straight. So you want me to come over so I can feel you inside of me and I don't know you? I don't think so. And I said, don't do that and don't call me again. And, but, you know, so I am, and I'm not mad at him, but we need more. Let me tell you something right now. If I can, what gets me about a guy is if I can fantasize about him, what he kisses like, what he moves like, and he can do the best basic thing with me. And I'll share this with you. This is going to sound so crazy, but if a guy is really, I can feel like he would be really tender and gentle with me, that's going to get me going and where I'm going to think about him, what he's like in bed. How about you? I mean, what gets it for you? You know, and that, if I can feel it can be gentle and tender, hands down, that gets me. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh, yeah, I agree. Yes. And if you can have stimulating conversation, and let's face it, it's really about all the foreplay. So for a woman, she needs to be made love to all day long. And then by the time, you know, the actual act of sex shows up, you're more than willing and ready and able and loving it.
Right. You're right. The foreplay starts way before you get in the bed. That's for darn sure. That starts a week before you get me or get you or get anybody into bed, I think, for women and stuff. But I'm going to tell you, this guy, he reached back and he did something to me, and it was like, wow. And it was very gentle, and I knew he would be an excellent lover. And confidence gets me, too, as well. The confidence about what you're going to do to me.
Right.
And what I'm going to do to you, do you understand? Because what you're going to do to me will open up when let me think about what I'm going to do with you, you know, in the sack or doing that or out of the sack. So that's something there. Good. So I think that men men are easier. I mean, women don't really have a problem with that. If you get a guy in the bed, he's hard, really. I mean, you know, this, it's different. But, you know, I think women, this is something too. I think women use sex as a tool or a weapon, because what we do is we have sex with that guy wanting him to love us, or wanting him to like us, and wanting a relationship. And for him, it's just sex. Okay.
Right.
And for her, and then she goes over there and manipulates it and says, okay, I'm going to get him into bed and maybe he'll like me. Then that's coming from need. And that's
need and ego, if I'm, right there.
Right. Okay. So if she's doing that and she's wanting him to have sex with him, but so she's trying to get something from him rather than living
right.
in the now, living in the moment, which we talked about before, then I think that is a really not cool thing to do either. Okay. So there's two sides to look at that, right? Because women, we have our stuff, right? So you go over there and say, hey, I'm gonna get him into the bed, and he's easy. I mean, men are pretty easy to get in the sack. Okay, let's face it. So, but if you're doing it to get something from him rather than him willingly giving it to you, then that's manipulation. And I have a real issue with that. I see that a lot.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You know.
Yeah,
and you're not a victim. I know you're not a victim, ladies. You're not. And I think you said it more. I mean, respect for yourself, cherish yourself as a woman, cherish yourself as a man. But I can say that doesn't really work as well. But you know, because we're going to cherish you more if you cherish yourself and cherish us, really, you know, too, as well.
Yep.
So, but I see women use that, and I see men hold sex back. I really do. So let's talk about that. Men and women both hold sex back. I don't usually see men hold back until they are, unless they're in a relationship and they're not happy. I see women, you know, I have a friend of mine, she goes, you just bought yourself another week, telling that to her guy. Like, okay, you don't do that. So what's your thoughts on that? You know, how do we, I mean, we can use sex as a weapon, right? And you're like, well, only men have the weapon, they're the one with the gun. Well, not necessarily. It's all good.
Right.
What do you
yes,
think?
Definitely. I don't think I've ever been in a situation that I have felt that I was being used for sex. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe I have.
Yeah, I don't think so. You're not worried like that.
No, no, I'm not. Not at all.
Yeah, and you're smart. So I think the smarter you are, the more aware you are of what you're doing and who you're with. Okay. So
yes, that's true. Now, there have been times where I've willingly done that, but it was because it's what I wanted to do for me.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with it either. All I'm saying is using it as a weapon, using it as a tool, and using it as a form of manipulation. I do not agree with that. Okay. You know, for myself,
yeah.
That's something I never practice. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no manipulation.
I can't say.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like manipulation on any level. Because it's deceitful.
Okay, you're right. It is. This is a hard one. As women, we flirt with men, okay, to get something, right? I have a friend of mine, he and I used to go out. My friend Willie, I told you about him. I said, if he's gay, you flirt with him and get us free drinks. If he's not gay, I'll flirt with him and get us free drinks. Do that. But is that manipulation? A little bit, right? Is that right?
Right.
I don't know. You know, stopping and flirt with a cop, right? When you're getting a ticket. I've gotten out of tickets that way. I don't like doing that, though. I really don't.
Right.
Okay. You know, and I had a traffic accident last week, and my traffic guy says, you need to be sweet. And be sweet to these, and he told me to be sweet too, and these were, most of them were men. I go, so I'm going to flirt and let them know that I think I'm flirting with them and being sweet because I'm going to want something from them next week with the insurance people, with the car people, and he goes, that's right. I was like, okay.
Yes.
I don't know. How do you feel about that? Because that's using your sex, your sexuality to manipulate a little bit. What do you feel? Is that right? Is that not right? Is that honor yourself as a woman? I don't know. I'm asking you, okay?
For me, it does, because that's part of being a woman. That's part of being human. Flirting is a natural response, and when it's used properly in that particular instance, such as you had, I don't feel that was being manipulative or deceitful in any way. you know? I mean, I guess also there's a fine line between flirting and just general kindness, too.
Okay. Yes, general kindness. I get. Yeah, you're right. And you and I did some flirting on Sunday. Vic and I have, we like to go and have lunch or brunch at, and have mimosas, right? So we we met a guy there. He's actually the bartender. So it's a sweetheart. So we flirted with him because he did a good job. And we, you know, gave him a really great tip because he was amazing that day. Right? He's always really amazing. They all are there where we go.
Well,
but was that
really
wrong?
Care of us, you know, and everything. So
yeah, you just got to be really careful with it. Never use it as a weapon. Never use it as something to hold affection and love back from a person. I think if you operate like that, you know, like my friend using it to hold affection back, hold attention back to a guy, because you start playing with fire, you're going to get burnt.
Right. That's manipulative, though. She's holding back to get something from him.
Right, right.
So that's manipulation.
Yes, it's also a punishment. Well, you just bought yourself another week, she told him. And he's like, what did I do? And so, you know, I think you got to be really careful. Instead of punishing your little boy, you treat him like a man. He's always going to treat you like a woman. And it depends on what you think to be treated like a woman means to you. And treat yourself first the best. And then he will, or she will, however. Depends on if you're who you are and who you're attracted to. But I like what you said, honor yourself first. In honoring doesn't mean manipulation. In honoring doesn't try to get something out of somebody that's not willing to give it right then. And that's hard. I know I struggle with that myself. You know what I mean? Don't you?
Yeah. Yes,
know.
I do know what you mean.
How do we, what do you think, in your opinion, what would be a great relationship for us? Like, I mean, what would be a great relationship to be in?
Well, one that has open communication, you know, to be on the same spiritual and emotional level, you know, I think you got to get each other, you know. Had a great couple come to see me this morning, and they're dating, and just so nice, you know. He's an attractive man. He takes care of himself. He's concerned about the brown spots on his hands. He wants the hair off the back of his neck. He even wants the hair off of his hands and his fingers because he doesn't like it. You know, so I find that attractive when a man cares about his appearance and how he presents himself to a woman. They're very much in love, you know, and I like the fact that he works out and goes to the gym and he's got muscles, you know, and I'm there. Mid to late 40s, okay?
Nice, okay.
I was impressed by that, to be perfectly honest with you. And I even said, hey, you got any friends? And you know what? She spoke up and said, yes, he has lots of friends, but no one that is worthy of you or that I would want to fix you up with.
Aw, that's, wow. Well.
Right.
Wow. Right. So he takes care of himself, which I think is key. And you see that. Vic and I don't make fun of people, but we make fun of ourselves, okay, like if we're attracted to people and the way they have behaved. And yeah, I'm glad you saw that. As a guy, he's like concerned about, he takes care of himself and what is his appearance, right? Good for him. And
yeah.
I like that. I like that. That would turn me on. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's easy to take care of yourself. Yeah, you'd be attracted.
To what?
Okay, good. So that's good too as well. So when you're dating and you date Vic or myself, make sure you do laser, right, Vic? You know, so,
or not me.
You know. That's funny. Or if you so you're saying that. Okay, so the appearance is one thing. How about the inside? You know, I think they need to do personal development, right, to think more, to be more. I talked to a guy yesterday. He called me up, and he said, I don't want just sex. I want to meet a woman that wants me for me. I can do music, I can do this, I can do this, and all these different things. And you know, he's young, he's like 30-something, 32? Yeah. And he said, but he goes, I'm looking for a woman to meet someone that will really support my passion and I can support hers. And he said, and I will, and he goes, and I don't want someone, I don't want to sleep with someone on the first date. I said, well, most women are going to want you to do that. He goes, you'd be surprised. So that one caught me off guard a little bit because he's 32, and you know, and I've seen him older than that say the same thing, but he wants a girl that is a nice girl. And by the way, he's European. And so where's the breakdown at? Because you and I talk about it. Most men are leading with sex. Most women are saying, okay, I'm going to lead with sex too. And how do we, what's the solution, Vic? I mean, you know, we can use sex as a tool, as a weapon. We can use sex.
I just had a thought. You know, it seems that maybe it's possible that we have a preconceived notion that men and women both want or think that we feel we need to lead with sex, but maybe deep down it's not necessary for either sexes. Just like your 32-year-old or whatever, how he said he didn't really want to have sex on a first date. I don't know, maybe that time has passed where that's not necessarily the first priority, but it's carried over, you know, into society, and so that's what we think the norm is. Do you understand?
Okay, right. So we're saying that the norm is not to lead with sex, not to put, you know, call me up or call you up or call any woman up, for instance. And I'm not saying women don't do the same thing, because I know they do. But for the most part, men are more the hunters, and so, you know, so they call us up and say, hey, do you want to come over for sex? So maybe if we say, hey, you know what, let's do something different. Let's go to Barnes & Noble, or let's go to Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts, wherever, and have a cup of coffee and talk for about 30, 40 minutes and break the ice that way. Then that's where we're at right now. So we're not at that time where it's all about leading with sex. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
I like it, by the way.
Well, yeah, and by the way, I have had some pretty romantic encounters at Barnes & Noble on a date, okay? You know, we've gone to the bookshelf and pulled out like a horoscope book, and then you compare your horoscopes with one another and see if you're compatible and what the stars say, and it really opens up some great conversation.
Right. I like it. You're right. That's good. So, and then you don't have to leave. Then you get together again. You know what I really like is wondering about them, wondering who they are inside and out. I like learning like layers. It's like a present almost, you know, you take layers away and layers away. And if you sit and have coffee or tea or you go to Barnes & Noble and you read a book or find out what they're about, and then I think that's better. And then you also find out if they have any scratches on their knuckles from where they drag their knuckles on the ground. As I said, I'm a little more meaner than you are, you know, you know, or they have an intellectual side to them, you know. And where are they going? Do they just read this type of book, or do they read all types of books? Are they open to learning, you know, and that kind of thing? Yeah, I think from now on, I'm going to do my first date set at Barnes & Noble. That's a good idea.
Thank you. It's a good idea.
Yeah, they got coffee there. And that's what I'm going to do my first date set, meet and greet at Barnes & Noble. That's a great idea.
It is.
And then if they're spiritual, metaphysical, then we can go look at the books and look at look at the astrology like you're doing, and that kind of thing. Good for you. By the way, I'm going to put a person on who has an astrology background, and that's what she does, and you're going to give us some stuff that's coming up in the next little bit. She and I have been playing a little bit of fun talk. She's amazing. Yeah.
Nice.
You know, and
good.
So we can. Yeah. Yeah, so it's good too. So instead of waiting for somebody else to change it, meeting the right guy, okay, maybe it's about being the right woman or girl, whatever you want to say, right? So,
yeah, it's about both of you being right for each other. You know, you could be in an amazing situation to meet, you know, that right person, divine right person of your dreams, but that person, that other person may not be there for you. So
okay.
It has to be, you know, it needs to be on both sides that you feel the same way about each other.
Right. Okay. I get you. So if he, because you and I love men, if he's saying the right thing and being the right thing, for, you know, that, and that's all relative to who you are, then he, you know what I mean? Then you can lead with your heart and get to know him a little bit deeper. And if he's there with you on that playing that same musical note, you know what I mean? Then,
right.
For instance.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, there's nothing worse than being in love with someone by yourself, right? I mean, it's happened to everyone, you know, where you like the person more than they like you. That sucks.
Yeah. And I think we put too much pressure on ourselves with that because, you know what, as a, you're my friend, okay? And I'm your friend. And I love you as much as you love me. And maybe that's where it's at, like really trying to get to know someone. Like I enjoy getting to know you. It's like, well, that's a great idea what she's got. I'm going to do that from now on. And I do that. Yeah, I actually met a guy in June, and we met in the bookstore, and it was wonderful. You know, it didn't last, but maybe it was to premiere. It's a premiere for somebody different, you know.
Right.
But that's good. Okay. So I found out what he liked. He found out what I liked, and then we spent the whole day together and evening together and just enjoying each other's company. And but if I looked at him as a friend, or you know, like I do my friends, and I have guy friends that are great, then you know, like I can call him and say, hey, how do I do this? I call someone today and say, I don't know how to fix this on the grill, how do I do it? He goes, do this, 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 and this. So I was like, okay, thanks, you know.
Right.
And if I Right. So if I could, and he's hot, he's sexy, but he's my friend, and he's my friend. You know what I mean? And so I think if we start everybody that way, oh, that's a great idea. Like looking at them as our friend. I'm not saying you sleep with them or don't. That's a non-issue. It's a non-question. But if you start saying, hey, I want to get to know them and what they're about, what kind of books they like, what shows they like, what they think about on a daily basis. And I promise you, I feel that people are a lot deeper than we give them credit for, men and women. Okay, you know, we just society.
I agree. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we just have society's rule that they're thinking this, and we take that on. Oh man, you're right. So
yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna do that.
It's pretty amazing.
I make
stuff,
a promise.
I know.
Yeah. So good. You Nick has these like great little jewels and gems. She's such a gem herself. So she's ready and willing to find the right guy for dreams, and you guys. Know that. That's something I do know about my sweet friend here. But that's good, Vic. I'm going to do that too as well. Let me ask you a question. When you first meet a guy, do you think, I think I would like to meet for lunch and set maybe an hour aside. That way there's... So, you know, we got about 90 seconds left. So that's my goal. I'm going to set a lunch date. Or
I think there's less pressure.
Dinner.
I think
yeah,
a lunch date is much more relaxed and a lot less pressure. Because I get a little anxiety sometimes, you know, like, oh my gosh, we're going to dinner. How long is this going to be? You know, what if he drinks too much, you know?
Right, exactly. I think I'm going to do that too from this point on.
It's a good idea.
And we got
really
60 seconds to go. Yeah, I'm going to do that. Yeah, and that way I'm going to set my own standards rather than, and I may be buying into other people's standards, what I think guys are like because of what I read, my own experiences, and they may be doing the same thing about me. Thank you.
Right.
Anyway,
exactly.
So.
We don't like it when they do that to us, so why should we automatically assume that about them?
Amen to that. Good point. Thank you for sharing that. So, ladies and angels that are listening now or who will listen to it later, this show is available 24/7, 365 days a year, as all our shows are. I have another one on tonight, Tuesday, creating things to happen, manifesting with an angel. So you want to listen in tonight at 7. It's not a long show. And then, of course, tomorrow night, Vic's doing her show. How can they find you to get rid of the laser and look good?
What's that? I'm sorry, what?
How can they find your Facebook page?
Oh, Elite Skin Vestments on Facebook.
Okay, so you can find her on Facebook to help you look good on the outside, and that will make you feel better about yourself on the inside. Okay, everybody, take care. Have a great now. And, Dick, I will talk to you later. Bye, everyone.
Okay, great. Bye.